Number one sports betting show crowd, my back feet, Corbett, Thunder, I am Toe Dix.
And her baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gump. You know, he's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
What?
Good day.
Good day, Tony.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude? What is going on?
You know, college basketball's back, so that's something.
It is.
I was shocked to learn that yesterday. I guess it does make sense given the calendar.
November.
But I was still shocked to see that. We got a great Monday Night Football matchup.
Okay.
A solid weekend.
Nice. Otter, how are we?
What's up, Tony? I'm trying to make sure that the YouTube is up actually right now.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it right now, huh?
And it looks like we are up, Tony. I'm pumped. We got Thursday night football game. We got NBA. We got what else do we got?
Hockey.
Yeah, bees. Ooh. And stars tonight.
Sorry, we're a little late. There was a little Wi-Fi issue.
There was a Wi-Fi issue.
Bit of a microphone.
Being throttled.
Bit of a microphone issue.
No, I mean, you're just had to tighten it a little bit. Listen, if that thing falls during the show, he's going to throw a fucking hipsy fit. And by hipsy fit, I mean...
yes, definitely hipsy fit.
You know what I mean. Yes, this is Hammer Down. We talk gambling. Sports gambling, to be more specific.
This little knob.
Just tighten that thing.
It won't go any tighter, dude. It's this thing here that you need like a quarter to tighten.
We'll fix it after. We'll fix it after.
Yeah, it'll be fine, I'm sure.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Maybe just scoot over and then let Nikki Skates deal with it.
That would be funny.
Here.
Yeah, we'll be all right. We're good.
We do have NFL football.
What?
Fine.
We have college basketball, NBA, NHL.
Fine.
Champs League tomorrow.
Champions League tomorrow.
MLS Cup playoffs.
MLS Cup. We have a ton today, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Let's not fuck around then. Let's just get into it, okay?
Get into it, dude.
All right, man.
Let's not beat around it.
Let's not. We will recap the weekend here shortly, but, you know, let's get into it first and foremost. There's a game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Big one, to be honest.
Chargers, Jets, 3s and 3.5s out there. So, you know, if you're taking the Chargers, I'd recommend buying it to the 2.5. I'd have no problem laying 3. I'm cool with a push. I did not expect this, I think, when I started looking at this game this morning. There is a side that I like more than the other side. It's not the side I thought I was going to like more. But just the way the numbers and everything spoke to me. Home team. Plus the 3.5. I like the Jets plus the 3.5 tonight. The wideouts are getting a little slim for the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily run the ball very well, especially probably against this Jets defense. I actually, you know, and they are one of the worst passing defenses in the league. I'll see what Zach does tonight. I'll take the Jets plus the 3.5 at home.
That does feel like the side, Tony.
Does it?
Yeah.
Does that mean you're going to be on it?
No, give me the under.
Prime time under.
Yeah, come on. What are we doing?
What are we at now? 20-7?
Yeah.
Or no, after last night. What was?
I went over last Thursday.
Did last night go under?
Had to have.
Shit.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Because it was only
38.
24-17.
Had to have.
I don't know.
So
I don't know what it was at.
I think we're 21. I think we might be 21-7 prime time under.
39.
Yeah, 40.5 seems like a lot. Unless I think Zach Wilson might cook a bit.
I know.
Chargers deep.
I'm worried about taking the Chargers in an under game, but.
You're not taking the Chargers.
No, I mean, like, sorry, taking in the under in a Chargers game is what I meant to say.
That Jets defense is just different, man.
It is. It's very good.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to strap them tonight. Give me the Jets plus 3.
Jets loss would be sweet for the AFC East, though. It would be nice, but. I don't see Staley getting it done in prime time.
I bet like 4 weeks ago you didn't imagine saying that.
It's the same as last year, though. Their defense was so good that they're just going to be in every game. That's what they do. That's my concern when the Dolphins go against them because they don't fare well against good defenses.
Mm-hmm. Bruce?
I, too, am on the Jets plus the 3.5. I agree with a lot of what you said. There, the tea leaves do indicate that the Jets stink in this spot. Does my mic sound weird?
No, you sound good.
That was me.
Might be my headphones.
It's probably your headphones because you're. Well, those are different headphones.
Yeah, these are new headphones.
Okay, so it's definitely that
today.
It's definitely.
Do you always wear cans?
I do always wear cans, but these are like Bill's like gamer cans.
No. Are they wireless?
I love that. You have new headphones on, and your first take was gonna be like, does my mic sound different?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I certainly sound different to myself. But anyway, I'm with you, Tony. I think that the Jets defense holds the limited receiving corps and Justin Herbert a bit, and that Zach Wilson and the Jets offense looks a lot better than they did against the G-men in the pouring rain.
Yeah.
I'm also on Breece Hall anytime touchdown.
They need to give him the ball more.
And Breece Hall over 2.5 receptions. That one's laying a bit of juice, -160. But I think he should comfortably go over the receiving and get in the pay dirt tonight.
They do like to throw him a few screens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Otter, you got anything for tonight?
Yeah, I'm right there with you and Bruce here at the +3.5 with the Jets. Wow. I really almost like it. It's almost a team ride. I don't know. I'm not betting on Brandon Staley and the Chargers. I feel like if the game's close, they're going to find a way to screw it up. So hopefully the Jets can pull it out.
It feels like it'll be close no matter what.
Oh, yeah. This has got like 16-14 written all over it.
Got close written all over it.
I thought we were going to have the primetime game we've been waiting for last night, but it was close till the end.
Yeah, it was a good ball game.
That Kincaid fumble was massive.
Yeah, that actually, massive. I went to bet.
It was massive.
That was huge.
The second that happened, I said, you know what?
That one's over.
This Bills bet lost. I'm going to bed.
I know I'd say, like, how they're playing right now, I'd say Ravens maybe best team in the AFC, but right now I say
Ravens Bengals?
If I had to say right now, it's Bengals Eagles Super Bowl.
Ravens Bengals playing 2 weeks, right? Not this week, week after?
Yeah, because I know the Ravens have the Browns this week.
Yep.
I thought the Cowboys, I liked the effort from the Cowboys.
They should have won the football
game. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was some bad puck luck.
Yeah, and then just the classic end of game, dude. Dak.
Dak has this ability, and he played well yesterday. Bro. Just taking a sack when he can't take a sack.
Bro, everybody's talking about how good he played, and yeah, he didn't play horrible.
Don't do the Cowboys fan thing. Bro,
he didn't play horrible, but it's another one of those games, really close game. You should win. Really, you should fucking win. You were 2 inches away two different fucking times. Of course, Dak steps out right there. Of course, that throws short. Of course, the last ball is a little short. Just classic Dak Prescott right there. And Mike McCarthy, honestly, like, I get it. Oh,
don't do big Mike like this.
Careful.
Dude, I get it. The analytics say go for it on that fourth down with 6 fucking minutes left because you don't think your defense is going to get 3 stops. But kick the field goal, because if they kick the field goal, there are 2 different times where they would have been able to go up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think it was 10 minutes left that they went for it on the fourth. The one where he caught it was 8, an inch short.
Sure, yeah.
Because with 6 minutes left, they scored. That was the 2-point conversion one.
Yeah.
Blankenship
was early. Also.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Blankenship was early. Yeah.
He was.
You're still third best team in the NFC, man. Like, I don't think that's a terrible spot to be in.
Yeah, but it's just third best team, and you're not getting over the hump. And honestly, I don't even think we're better than the Lions. I wouldn't put the Cowboys in, because in close games, the Lions win.
There.
Oh, see, I didn't know if you were including, I didn't know if you're putting the Lions over the Niners.
No, I would never.
I'm not putting the Lions.
I think it's a clear top four.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
If you're in a clear top four position, anything can happen.
Yeah. I don't think. Yeah. That's like where I'm at with the Dolphins. It's like, we're still first in the division. We lost to 3 very good teams. Like, The game we lost to the Bills was the best they've looked all year by far.
But you guys haven't like been here every single year in this exact same spot, not being able to get over the hump, just right there.
Yeah, that's,
and then you can't get over the
fucking
hump.
That's fair. Again. In my hating ass Giants brain, the Giants and Cowboys have the same percentage chance of winning the Super Bowl right now.
Yeah. 0.
I see how that is in your brain, but that's not the reality of the situation.
I'd give Cowboys Cowboys 10% chance.
Sure, until it is.
5?
Maybe. You know why it's a clear top 4? Yeah, Mike. And it's because what's the issue, Bruce? Gino won't fucking stop and throw the ball to the other team.
Yeah, I'm done. I will never bet on the Seahawks again. I mean, come on, lad. I feel like I've been on him almost damn near every week, and it had more than half.
Quit throwing the ball to the other team.
He's throwing the ball to
the other team. Or here's an idea. Maybe the guy had a good 12 games.
Yeah, he did.
He did. I mean, the Seahawks can get out of that contract this year. It's over.
Do they go to Drew?
I mean, don't ask me because I'm very biased on that topic.
I got a quarterback coming off a torn ACL that I can interest you in.
That's just bad luck, Bruce.
Dolphins lose by 7. Tough start. Couldn't convert a third down. Defensive touchdown for the Chiefs was huge. That game kind of stunk, to be honest.
Have you watched a lot of the Dolphins this year?
A good bit. I mean, they're on a lot.
Did you notice Tua was doing like a lot of spins when nobody was there yesterday? I felt like that was new. Did you notice that, or was that just me?
He was doing cool spinny no looks. I know that.
But there was just plays where nobody was there, and it's like, just I hate like when A-Chain gets back, let's just run the fucking ball.
Did he DM you?
No, not a chance.
You had me fooled.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing like Mostert marches down the field, and then we fucking get pass happy, and it's like, what? Like, there's still time in the game.
Yeah.
Like, we were running all over him. Just give Mostert the ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it's just, I don't know.
It's all right. You're all right.
Okay. I'm still optimistic. Lost 3 games to 3 very good teams. Dolphins beat the teams they should beat.
I think you should be optimistic. I think the Cowboys should be optimistic.
Yeah.
Going back to the run game, we need like the loss of Zeke and then not truly replacing him with an actual power back to run in between the tackles. I love Rico. He's a dog, but I mean, he's a third back. Like, he's not a number 2, and he's definitely not like coming in to
trade it for somebody.
Yeah, I know. They should have traded for Zeke.
He was also on the market. Throwing to whoever that guy was on fourth down was pretty wild.
Tolbert.
Yeah, he
was a second round pick. That was a waste.
He played well. Damn. It's just you shouldn't go.
Actually, if you want to be mad at somebody on the Cowboys, Gallup has disappeared.
Oh yeah.
Well, they.
Do you guys just not throw?
Yeah, Brandon Cooks had one catch.
Well, that's the thing is I didn't like how Brandon Cooks wasn't involved in the game plan at all when he's made for the West Coast offense that they run. Gallup is not though. Gallup is like a double move. He's a true X. Like he's really deep balls.
I think the injury got the best of him.
Yeah, and he's not he doesn't look like the same guy.
Didn't they trade Amari Cooper because they like looked at the MRI and were like he'll never recover. We need Gallup. His MRI is way better.
Yeah, yes, literally exactly what happened. And look what's going on.
That's bad luck. Playing MRI math.
Packers winning cover. We don't need to talk about that one.
Watch 1 second of that.
Didn't you know? Nor should you.
I did.
The best part.
I mean, I watched it. I did.
Yeah, it was Ripien was really. Really struggling.
If you had just regular cable, that was the only game that was televised in the early week.
I'm glad I don't have that.
That was it. That was on Fox.
Commanders, they beat the Patriots. I mean, that one.
Mac looked terrible, dude.
Yeah.
He's just throwing balls up.
Sam Howell's a good quarterback. Yeah.
He had one third down where he threw like a wheel route like 100 feet in the air.
Yeah.
So
and also Mahomes is turning into Brady in front of our eyes.
Oh, turning into.
He throws up deep balls. He got mad.
Oh, okay. You mean he complains every play?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like he asked for a penalty when he didn't get down.
He complains every
like you have to hit the fucking quarterback, get down.
He does it every week.
And he toes the sideline. Van Ginkle laid him out. It's like, you cut back in, dude. What are you supposed to do?
He does it every week.
Heavy lies the crown kind of a thing.
He does it every single week.
Yeah.
So the Commanders win and cover. Texans win, do not cover because they can't kick an extra point.
Yeah, they should have ran it for the people.
They should have.
But I do understand why you take a knee.
That game was back and forth, electric.
The ball Baker threw for the lead was beautiful too.
Nasty. And the Texans had the fumble. It's just like in and out of their hand. I thought that was going to be the heartbreaker, and then boom, CJ Stroud just absolutely unbelievable.
So good, dude. Throw that S2 test.
Some of the track, sauciest dude. Dimes that these eyes have ever seen.
That whole fourth quarter of CJ Stroud going down, scoring, going for two, then Baker coming back, wild. Answering.
It was unbelievable.
It was so awesome.
That was happening wild. The same
all the while. Yeah.
We were on double wide on red zone with that and
with the Dobbs.
Also, at the same time of that going on was Patriots Commanders, because that was Mac driving down, and Saints Bears was a touchdown game at that point.
Yeah, it was.
Too. Yeah.
Hell of a cover by the
There was
Bears.
A lot. Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah. That was That was classic Saints yesterday.
Dude, yeah.
But they won.
They got to. You got to be ready for Bajent to run the ball a bit.
Dude, that catch by Kmet to start the game.
Unbelievable. Like,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Browns won and covered. That one was close. Cardinals are dead. Let's just say that. Unless...
Kyler plays?
Yeah, Kyler.
Good come.
I think if Kyler plays, I'd be interested to see what happens.
Yeah, but will he have the necessary fire in his gut?
I feel like K1. I think we're getting fired up K1.
I hope so.
Until he plays two games and just has no one to throw to and they're losing by 30 points and you lose the fire pretty quickly.
Maybe just put it on your back.
Vikings, obviously we just talked about it. Fucking unbelievable.
Were all the Bijan fantasy people, after they bitched all game, did they circle back when he fumbled at the end there?
They were bitching, but not about him.
They didn't circle back
when that happened? I don't think so.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Colts.
Good for the Colts.
I mean, we know, that was the side.
Yeah. That was
Panthers reek.
That was a bad pick for me.
Were you on the Panthers?
I did.
You turned your back on the shoe?
I was 3-3.
For the shoe!
I was 3-3. Beat
the Panthers! Steichen!
I mean, Bryce Young played pretty well the week before.
He did.
And
he beat the Texans.
I was wrong.
They did beat the Texans.
Yeah, people, when they're talking about
they rushed for like 2 yards of carry, he
beat C.J. Stroud.
He did. One-on-one.
Yeah.
Game of horse.
With no run game and a terrible head coach.
The situation around him is terrible.
Frank Reich. They had the camera on Frank Reich for a good 30 seconds at the end of the game. He is a broken. Yeah. Like, maybe just take a break, Frank.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, just, maybe resign.
Yeah,
okay? The right thing.
He probably thinks that once a day.
Oh yeah,
do the right thing.
Frank Wright had a year on his contract where he could have literally just kicked his feet up and watched these games. Yep. I don't know why he's doing this to him.
There's also the thought if you don't get back in right away, you'll never get back in.
True.
Well, and then there was the 100%er. Unfortunately, Bruce, it was your team that was against the Raiders 30-6.
Yeah, I got to be honest. It was way worse than I expected. I'm excited to be a Raiders fan for the rest of the year. Let's go, Mitt.
Let's go.
Come on. Let's go, Raiders. Yeah, absolutely terrible. Danny looked like shit before he destroyed his knee. I think that the neck was still a factor there. He just looked completely off.
We ever see him in a Giants uniform again, Bruce?
Maybe for a few games to let Caleb, get his jersey fit right.
Love it. Love it. Sorry, Bruce.
It was really, what was shocking is like in all phases, like just Wink's defense, just getting his ass kicked. Kayvon played terrible.
Well, it was in the stars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Antonio Pierce is also just like a football guy's guy and was an absolute genius about it. He said, Hey, this is Wink's defense. They want to rush the passer, get after Aiden O'Connell. Let's just run the ball right down their throat. Kayvon wanted nothing to do with tackling Josh Jacobs. Flip over to we're on offense and Evan Neal can't get a hand on Max Crosby. It's just a disaster. Evan Neal might be the worst draft pick of them all.
The Jets Raiders matchup is interesting next Sunday night.
It will be. I'm excited.
I am.
Let's go Raiders.
Yeah,
I got a splaying tarp in the mail.
Make sure he's healthy first.
Max Crosby is saying I don't think he can throw cornhole.
Let's go to college. Friday night, we were on it. BC, plus the 3.
Yep.
Outright winners.
That was great.
Rutgers had that game until that was an unfortunate pick.
Yeah, that was disastrous.
They were marching.
Yeah. Two scores.
I actually mushed that on X. I said, Rutgers is doing
right
now. And then look back up at the TV.
We got pick six. Rutgers catching 5.5 against Iowa this weekend.
That's too many points.
Yeah. I'd say
Rutgers is a better Iowa right now.
I think that's the lowest total since 1990.
Is it 28 or something?
18. Yeah.
So in my time on this earth, since I was born, there's never been a total this low.
Hey, make sure you take it in. Get some of it.
I will.
Breathe it in.
I will.
Georgia 1 did not cover.
That was a good game.
Very good game.
Yeah, good for Mizzou. They got a good team now.
Michigan got backdoored right in front of our eyes.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
that Penn State line is short.
What is it?
5.5.
Does feel short.
Yeah.
So. It is in the fucking Happy Valley.
Don't yeah. care, Drew. They'll eat up
Penn
State's quarterback.
I don't know whether to discount it as, like, you know, obviously Michigan had quite the sign-stealing operation. Maybe they're equally committed to
Connor Stallions
giving up as little as possible. But their run game, the Boilermakers were kind of shutting down Corum. And,
they haven't
and
run.
Purdue was?
Yeah.
Michigan hasn't run the ball this year, really.
No.
Not like they
not
have.
Well.
Yeah. Not like they did
if last you were year. To say there's if there's a weird kind of Achilles heel here, it's the fact like that
Corum was averaging over 100 yards last year.
Yeah.
So what was,
and they're getting stuffed.
What was Ohio State favored by at home against Penn State?
Six.
No. Right?
5.5, 6.
Was it that high?
Five. 4.5, 5, I believe.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Have you guys talked about the breaking news yet? Massive breaking news.
Is it Sammy Watkins or?
It's not Sammy Watkins. What happened with Sammy Watkins?
Colts are working about.
He's in town.
Oh, no.
He's at the tin roof right now.
Craig Counsell is the new manager of the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
They did see that.
They gave him a bag.
Yep.
Was he released by the Brewers?
One of the greatest batting stances of all
did
time.
Did the Brewers let him go?
I don't know. And I'm sorry. I thought it'd be pretty funny if I came in because no one gives a shit that Craig Counsell is.
No, they do. Everyone does.
Yeah. But people in Wisconsin, I think, are probably going crazy about
this. I saw
NL Central. The whole rival is huge.
The whole baseball internet was going. Was not happening.
We were actually just discussing it was a money Iowa Rutgers coming up this weekend.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Lowest total in the history of college football.
I know. Crazy.
1995.
Absolutely crazy. I don't know. It's getting tough because, like we saw last week, like Northwestern sucks, but
it's tough to go into Wrigley and win a football game.
Yeah, it is. Blustery
not
wins.
Not a lot of people have
blustery,
gone to Wrigley and
blustery
won a football
wins.
That is true.
They just, Deacon Hill said, like, you know, offense is getting better every single week. Like, we're starting to, it's not.
We're starting.
It's not. I did see, though, they had a couple plays for Cooper DeJean.
Okay, smart.
Which
was he under center?
He took like a he had like a reverse.
He should be understanding.
Yeah,
nice little Jet 9 yard gain for Jet a first sweep. Down.
Yeah.
Didn't get the ball again. So stuff like that is kind of, but I don't know. Iowa's remaining games outside of Nebraska to end the season are at home. So like you can't lose to Rutgers at home. You just can't do it. Just like you can't lose to Minnesota at home, which they did. So
Rutgers and Minnesota might very similar teams.
Yes, absolutely.
Iowa very similar to Rutgers.
Same deal and Minnesota. Though. I mean. You can't listen. If you're Iowa, you can't throw red zone picks. Exactly. You can't throw red zone picks. Okay. You can't miss field goals. They missed a field goal. They threw a red zone pick. So, you know, I mean, you don't do that. You end up winning 20-7. That's a
route. Boom.
That's an absolute route.
Yeah.
Shiano, though.
Yeah.
Shiano, man.
Shiano, man. But they did just play Ohio State. So they might be a little banged up.
They could be, but it all.
They put up a fight.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
It's there for the taking.
What?
They put up a hell of a fight.
You got six on you?
Not in my pocket.
I got one back here.
I'll pop in. I'll pop around.
Or you know, you just.
I can't. I don't have.
My spearman is in the think tank.
In the think tank.
In the think tank. Okay, so I will head back. yeah, I just wanted to make sure you guys were you know up to date.
Can you do it one more time?
Huh?
Can you do it one more time?
Do what one more time?
The bad says.
Oh, yeah, sure. Close, but not quite.
Are the Yankees signing up David Ross?
Are the Yankees getting David Ross?
I'd love to see David. No, he's a Red Sox legend.
I don't know. I just saw that the Yankees bench coach is now the manager. That's great hire. Yeah.
Is there no coaches in baseball? Like,
no, there isn't. There's managers.
Guardians just named Steven Vogt. Like,
yeah.
What?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like something like that where, you know, when Tito's out the door, it's like, who cares? Let's hire a guy who we're going to fire in a couple years and then we'll go and try to get our Bruce Bochy or something like that.
It's like Red Sox fans pushing to fire Cora. It's like, why?
Why?
Boone should be done.
Should be. I mean, the mayor doesn't even want to come back.
No, he doesn't.
Is the mayor still on the staff?
No. He resigned.
No, they offered him.
Oh,
they offered him the job and he was like,
I can't.
I don't want to.
No, he's got family stuff.
Well, he does, but
but he could.
But also, I don't think he's. Although he did tell me, Judgy, A1 got to be around A1.
Yeah, no shit.
A1, no shit. They sucked the soul out of that man.
Right. They did. They
if
did.
You can take the mayor's happiness, that's special. I know. That's a dark place.
His facial hair is coming back in.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank God.
Thank you. Thank
you. All right, you guys have
fun. Thank you.
Good baseball talk. It's good baseball talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hand up. Florida State did not cover against Pitt.
Dude, that was close for a while.
I didn't realize fucking Keon Coleman wasn't going to play.
They looked like shit.
Yeah, their top two wide receivers didn't play.
Makes sense.
That hurt. That hurt a little bit.
That will hurt you.
Washington win and cover.
Hell yeah.
That was a close game for a long time.
That was a very good football game.
Absolute, very good football absolute
game. And actually, you know, Washington won, but it made me think less of them.
Really? They ran the ball, which would impress me.
Did. They're deep. I guess USC has a good offense.
Who's Washington got this weekend?
Utah, I believe.
Oregon's laying 14.5 against USC this weekend. Is that...
It's a lot.
Right?
That is a good bit, but...
Their defense is better than Washington.
Imagine this, sitting back, off season. Like, what was the look-ahead line on this?
Oregon and USC?
Yeah.
Where is it? Is it in Oregon?
In Oregon.
Probably
like,
three.
You know what I mean?
Probably Oregon.
It's just hysterical to think, like, yeah. Here we are. How did we get here?
Let's go. Texas. They were up a ton, and then they were not up a ton. But they won.
Why did he go for that in overtime?
I don't know, because they had the momentum.
And it wasn't like you were fourth and goal from the fucking one, dude.
No.
I like the call of going for it, but if you're that quarterback, you got to throw the fucking ball during the reach.
Not from there, Mitt. If you were like 3 yards and in, I'd agree, but not from there.
Where are they at, the six?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was my only issue. If you were fourth and goal from the 3-2-1. Sure, why not? But, like, man.
Alabama LSU was close, 28-28, and then Alabama scored, got a stop, scored again. That was if they got a stop, they were probably going to score again because, you know, LSU's defense was great.
And Jaden Daniels tackled through the floor.
Yeah, Dallas Turner, yeah.
Alabama will be in the college football playoff.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You think they're going to beat Georgia?
Yes, I do.
Is that what they have to do?
Basically.
Because if they lose to Georgia in the a championship, the SEC championship, they have two losses.
No one's getting in with two?
No one's ever gotten in with
two. I think if...
Next year will, right? Because everyone's going to beat each other.
For 12.
Yeah, put me down for... Yeah, Bama's going to beat Georgia. I said it.
All right, I like it.
Yep,
I like it.
I'm all in. I think Milroe's growing.
Bedlam was awesome. Oklahoma State got the win against Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's dead.
Yes, they are.
They blew their load against Texas.
Yes. Yeah. Crazy, man.
Yes, they did. They won their Super Bowl.
Yes.
They had the clocks up on the wall. This many games till Texas.
Yeah.
Texas game happened.
Yep, started selling
merch. Still had to play the rest of the season.
That was the end of
it. What happened to that defense? They were like body bagging people all over Texas.
Well, I think what's his name was hurt the last 2 weeks.
Old buddy.
Stutzman.
Mini Bob.
Danny Stutzman.
He played last week.
Well, that explains it.
28 was out there on the field last week.
Yeah, the week before. Ole Miss.
Hell yeah.
They did it, though.
What a game.
They did it. They did not cover.
Where are they? They're at Georgia?
Yes. That's where game day is. I believe that is where game day is. Penn State put it on Maryland. Maryland is a dead team.
Yeah, what happened there?
They are a dead team. Louisville put it on VT.
Georgia Tech outright crushed Virginia.
Duh.
Yeah. Georgia Tech's wagon. Georgia Tech's catching 14.5 at Clemson this week.
You want to talk about wagon right now? Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm. Unbelievable.
Kansas, Iowa State, we saw that one.
Jeez.
Oh. What the hell?
I was talking to Reese. Reese said the most surprising game of the week by far was Air Force losing to fucking Army.
They got crushed.
Crushed.
Makes no sense.
Was never close.
That's the thing about the service academies.
Yep. You never know.
You get a pregame speech.
You never know.
You got all the tape. Everyone's saying there's no way you beat Air Force, and Army says, you know what? Fuck you.
Did you see how the Battle of the Cocks went?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Jack State had a chance to win that thing.
Damn.
Bruce.
Yes?
Bruce.
Yes.
Jack State, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are on the South Carolina 17, and it's 31-28 South Carolina, and they throw pick six.
Man.
How much time was left?
Just close my eyes and envision.
That was with 2 minutes left.
Jeez.
Final was 38-28. They were going in to score and win. That's they covered. Hey, they covered
still
though.
Impressive.
That's broken foot Beamer ball, baby.
Yeah, it is. They covered though. Yeah, it was a pretty good weekend of football.
Oh yeah.
We now turn ahead to.
Where do you want to take us, Tony?
Let's go to the association.
Okay. The NBA.
How did we feel about the NBA Cup this weekend?
I thought it was sweet.
I thought it was fun.
I'm all in.
The Knicks.
The Carabao Cup.
Julius Randle was absolutely shambolic at the very, very late stages of...
Yeah, he did not like what was going on.
The Knicks' first Carabao Cup loss.
People in New York really fucking hate that guy right now, huh, Bruce?
No. But there was actually some tweets going around that let's do the Trey Turner, where instead of booing Julius Randle, we start giving him standing ovations for everything he does to try to fight negativity with positivity and get him to turn him around. With that said, maybe deal him at the deadline.
How are we feeling tonight with the Clippers coming to town? James Harden playing?
Hold on.
I think James Harden is playing.
Oh, okay, there. Okay.
I think it was scheduled that this was going to be his game to return, but that was also last
week. There's like 16 games tonight, so we're not going to go through them all.
You want my picks? No. Who's out for the Mavs? Do we know?
I will.
Luka is questionable, and the other buddy, Kyrie, is out.
Okay, I'm out.
Kyrie is now actually out.
I believe
so. Let me see. All right, we'll pull it up. Who are we talking about? The Mavs?
The Mavs.
Kyrie. I have them both listed as game time decision.
Oh. Gotcha. So Kyrie not out. Anyway, I'm on the Magic money line as a parlay piece. I think they'll both sit out just because they're both questionable and this is the NBA. And then if that's the case, it's a must-win game for the Orlando Magic, and I like Paolo Banchero. I think he's cool. Okay.
Do you have any others to it?
I have some. I'm getting a little proppy with it. So the Bucks, they're 3-2. Okay. We got Dame now, and you know they're kind of underachieving so far. I like Giannis 25+ tonight.
Okay, that's not bad.
Kind of a low number for a guy who averaged 30 last year. He's been averaging 24 this year, obviously with the addition of Dame. I think that they kind of find their level a bit here. And that he goes over. And then no Jamal Murray for the Nuggets. I'm also on Jokic over 25 and over 1.5 threes. I think he picks up a lot of the slack there tonight. Okay. So that is my same game parlay plus, if you will, the Magic money line along with those props. I don't know why.
Thank you, Bruce.
I'm slipping into a bit of a Thamel.
You are. Gumpy, what are your picks for
this? I like the Lakers plus 1.5 at Miami.
Okay.
I like the Nets catching 5 at home against the Bucks.
Okay.
I got the Clippers plus 1.5 at the Knicks.
Okay.
OKC money line at home. Celtics money line at Minnesota. Sacramento money line at Houston. And give me the Jazz plus 4 at Chicago.
Okay. And Otter?
I actually like Dallas. I think Luka or Kyrie, one of them is going to play.
Okay.
I like San Antonio catching 9 here in Indianapolis.
Are you going?
Yeah, I am going.
I'm getting getting eyes on Wemby.
Boots on the ground. Scott B,
you're not going to this game?
What's that?
You're not getting eyes on Wemby tonight?
Going limp.
It's fucking.
Yeah, he's got a limp dick.
Are you not getting eyes on Wemby tonight or what?
No, I'm not.
Why?
Chargers, Jets, AFC.
Oh, come on, dude.
I asked Gump.
I haven't been to a Pacers game yet.
This would have been the one. Go ahead, man. What else do you have?
No. I also got the Lakers. Whatever. I got the Lakers. I like the Utah Jazz at Chicago. I just think the Jazz are better. They're plus 4. And then I'm taking Denver minus the points with the Pelicans coming into town. Let's go, Jokic.
Okay. Nick, welcome to the program.
Welcome to the program, Nick.
How are we? It is a bit chilly.
It is actually freezing.
Why is Texas hockey favored by so much against the Bees?
Let's just start there. Why, Nick? Why?
I don't know, but I'm taking the Bees.
Hello.
Yeah.
Swayman versus Otter should be a 10 bells matchup in net. Give me the Bees. This dog is on the road.
Okay. Leafs still rolling?
They usually are.
Are you taking tonight against the Lightning?
Last year.
What's the line?
150.
The Leafs lost 4 straight.
Yeah.
Leafs so they're not rolling.
No, they're rolling, dude.
I will be
Austin Matthews signed with Prime.
I'll be taking the Lightning tonight.
Wow. Bolts? Who's in net? Harris Terry?
Go Bolts.
For the Bolt?
Good putt, Foxy!
Jonas Johansson.
When's the dog coming back?
The big bad dog?
Who are you talking about?
The Bulls goalie?
Tompkins, the one you bet on?
Actual goalie. Don't talk
Bassey?
About Tompkins.
It was like an 8 to 10 week thing. So what are we? How many weeks in the season are we? 3, 4?
Feels like 6.
Might be.
I'm on the Leafs.
Okay.
Boom. All right, Bruce.
Are you guys on the inside of there?
I'm
on the Bolts. Go Bolts.
No.
How about the BJs at the Cats?
Ooh,
big I like matchup. The Cats in 60 here. Big Bob's going. Feed me the Cats. I think it's 145 right now.
Okay.
All right.
And then last game of the night, the fucking Coyles head into the Cougars.
The fucking hottest team in the NHL, the Vancouver Cougars. They're, yeah. I mean, Edmonton stinks. This line is wrong.
The Vancouver
Cougars.
Bruce, were you around when that started?
That's my first time.
The Cougars money line is, this is P-O-Y here. By
whoa!
Who would I beat if I take the Cougars at home against the Edmonton Oilers?
Yeah, the Cougar Cougars. They're playing probably some of the best puck in the HL.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Stew Skin.
Thank you, Nick.
Stew Skin
was a all glass.
Anything else we need to know just about like life in general?
Play the best, play Spalding, maybe.
I like that.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I thought this was Mitt's thing. I thought he gave the
quote. Nah, this wasn't a quote. This is just saying like, hey.
Yeah.
You got anything?
Like, Nick, how you doing?
You got anything?
Yeah, let me say something to all you.
The cat hat is sweet.
All you two-faced. You phonies, you sycophantic suck-ups.
Thank you, Nick.
My booze and get the hell out.
Thank you, Nick. Footy.
Yeah, what's going on with the Tottenham lads? Taking red cards out there in the London derby.
Whoa.
Is it still 1-1, Bruce?
Loading. Yes, it is still 1-1. A second red has been earned.
Jesus.
By
Spurs.
By Udogie. Not a straight red. A second yellow, I believe.
It still counts as same. He's still off the fucking pitch.
Yeah, his first one wasn't a fucking yellow card. It wasn't even a foul.
Welcome to the fucking. The Rigmere League.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yep. Welcome.
Do you have any picks coming up in the Rig Championship League?
The Rig Champions League? Yeah, I'm in on Newcastle, draw no bet at Dortmund tomorrow.
Okay.
Put me down for PSG, draw no bet at AC Milan. AC Milan is struggling. And then as far as the MLS playoffs, put me down for Houston, draw no bet versus Real Salt Lake.
Oh, geez, we're down 9 men with 40 minutes left.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good, Tony.
The last shekels that I have in my account were put on Tottenham money line. I will be a deposit boy.
Oh, that's not a foul either.
I mean, happened to Liverpool. It's just, that's how it goes.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, the ref chatter in the Prem might be louder than it is
in any other league. Did you see what happened to Arsenal, dude?
Yeah, it's just an absolute travesty at every time.
Arsenal got absolutely hosed against Newcastle.
Dude, even on the women's side, Man City got absolutely fucked.
Tough scene. They sent Anthony Taylor to the championship.
Yeah, that's actually a cool thing.
Guy's been reffing in the Premier League for like 20 years.
The fact that they just relegate
I would quit refs. If I was him. If I got right sent away. To the championship, I would quit.
You have one bad day as a ref, they say, get out of here.
I love
Anthony Taylor.
That's awesome.
Anthony Taylor's been doing it for a long time.
Where do you find him, though? You just pull guys up?
Anything else? Yeah.
College basketball starts tonight.
Oh, God. Okay, list off 300 games.
Who do you like, Umpy?
It's a big slate.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it North is.
Who do you like?
Oregon, Georgia's tipping off right now. That's too much, 6.5, so I'm out on that. I did like Oregon 4.5. I'm not laying 6.5.
I'm on Oregon money line in a parlay.
That's a good bet. I got Army money line versus Marist.
Okay, smart.
Navy plus 2.5 at Campbell.
Okay, this is fucking Veterans Week, so it's good.
Yeah, I love Rutgers minus 5.5 versus Princeton.
Okay.
I hate to go against the Blue Hens, but I got Bucknell plus 6.5. Marshall minus 6.5 versus Queens or Charlotte. Miami minus 22.5 versus NJIT.
Ah.
Pacific money line versus Sam Houston State. Portland plus 2.5. CSU Bakersfield money line. USC money line. North Dakota money line. South Dakota State money line. I love Youngstown State catching 4.5 at Louisiana Lafayette.
Okay.
Northern Kentucky plus 5.5. Oral Roberts plus 1.5 at UT Arlington. I mean, the wrong team could be favored there. And then finish me off with Arkansas Little Rock plus 1.5 versus Texas State.
Okay. I have one pick. It's for next Monday.
Duquesne?
No.
Duquesne's laying points.
Well, yeah, they're a good fucking basketball team.
Yeah.
Don't we have a date in Pittsburgh coming up, Tony?
Yeah, so at some point this year, yeah. Give me the Johnnies 1 week from tonight against Michigan. Okay, I am very high on St. John's this year.
What's going on with Michigan basketball? Are they fired?
I don't know. Oh, they still got. But I know that is Rick Pitino coaching the Johnnies now?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, okay, give them to me.
And if you can, and Tobin is coaching Iona now. So what are they going to be like?
If you catch yourself up, 11:30, after the football game tonight, feeling frisky.
Sure.
I don't hate CSU Northridge getting 22.5 at Stanford. That might be a little too much.
Good to know.
Just if you're looking for something late night.
That could be a little too much.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it simple in part because I just didn't really feel like dying into the CU Bakersfields of the world. I'm on Oregon Moneyline, which just started. So you can't even bet this,
really. Yeah, you can. You can live Moneyline.
No, you can't. It's 9-1 already, Oregon. Fordham Moneyline with Wagner. Fordham, A-10 Darlin last year. They got a lot to replace. They got a, but we got a new grad transfer, which is our new thing. We just get grad transfers and say, hey, this is your team now.
Yeah,
this, is your program. He's from UTSA. He's going to be leading the boys out. I'm fired up to watch Fordham basketball tonight, to be honest. I'm watching it over the Knicks. And then Rutgers money line, 3-piece plus 125.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a winner. I can already smell it.
Hell yeah. Sniff around a little
Mitt,
bit.
You want to send us out of here?
You got something for us, man?
Yeah, Tony, I got something for you.
Tell us about it.
Well, Tony, a successful week begins with a positive mindset. Embrace the challenges that come with betting Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Gary Vee stuff? Yeah, I know. I see that you're on MondayMotivation.com or something. Yeah. What's the Gary Vee stuff? If you hate Monday, it's your problem. It's your fucking fault. Figure it out.
Exactly. All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Never.
Nah.